Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Kentucky Agriculture Commissioner Ryan Quarles was among the state officials that helped kick off the Kentucky State Fair in Louisville during the Commodity Breakfast Thursday, August 16th. Commissioner Quarles noted one of the things he loves about the fair each year is a chance to share the story of agriculture.
We have about 600,000 people enter the fairgrounds each year. A lot of them have no idea between the difference between a soybean and a green bean. This allows us to help teach them how food travels from that farm gate to a dinner plate, and also teach them about how great Kentucky farmers are, about how we are efficient in what we do, we take care of the environment, and we do it better than other states.
He adds the annual Commodity Breakfast is a perfect start to the fair each year.
It's the 114th Kentucky State Fair, and we start it the same way each year, by saying thank you to our farmers at the Commodity Appreciation Breakfast. Not uncommon to see a few politicians here, which in the agriculture community, we welcome that, because we want to make sure that we help educate them about where their food comes from, and there's no better way to do that than by breaking bread together.
Quarles adds the crops across the state are looking good this summer.
It's looking pretty good, somewhat similar to 2017. You know, 2017 was a big yield for almost every crop across the state. We're crossing our fingers, hoping that's the case this year, especially with compressed commodity prices. We might be able to make up for it on volume. Maybe we can get lucky, but of course, as a farm kid myself, until that crop is harvested and in the bin or marketed, we're going to keep on praying.
We'll have more in a moment. October through December is the peak period for automobile deer collisions on the highway. Drivers should be especially alert in the hours just before and after dawn and dusk when deer are often on the move. Pay special attention to those deer crossing signs on the highway where patterns of deer movement are most likely. At night, with oncoming traffic, use high beam headlights to increase your range of vision. Be alert, slow down, be safe. This message brought to you as a public service by Kentucky Farm Bureau. He says the harvest is already getting underway in some regions.
A lot of folks down in West Kentucky are starting to shell corn. Of course, us up here near Lexington, we're a few weeks behind. You know, our tractor's a little bit smaller, but we're still growing it.
Agriculture Commissioner Ryan Quarles reminds drivers to be on the lookout for farm equipment on the highways during the busy harvest season.
We hope that not only our yields are great this year, we also hope that Kentuckians share the road. It's so important that we help share the road when we're moving this large equipment.
The commissioner adds everyone has the same goal in mind, getting home to their families.
Kentucky farmers want to get home to their families safe just like everyone else, and making sure that you give them their space and try not to pass them and be obedient to the law is so important, especially during harvest season when things can get chaotic sometimes.
Kentucky Agriculture Commissioner Ryan Quarles. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.